early Tuesday morning, a rockslide crashed into Skagway's largest cruise ship dock. It was the second slide event in less than 2 weeks and caused a pair of cruise ships to divert to other ports. Some Skagway residents are calling on the city and the private company that owns the dock to take action. Retired fisherman Craig McCormick was sleeping in his charter boat in the Skagway Harbor when a sound woke him up at about 3 a.m. Tuesday.
I could hear and kind of feel the slide above the railroad dock coming down, and I kind of rolled over, and then it came down again. I don't know what time that was, 5:30-ish.
A steep cliff prone to slides neighbors the boat harbor and Skagway's biggest cruise ship dock.
The one later in the morning sounded like kind of like a waterfall.
More than an inch of rain fell in Skagway the day before the September 5th rockfall. This slide follows one on August 26th. As a safety precaution, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad shut the dock down. White Pass is Skagway's largest tour company, and it owns the railroad dock. White Pass official Tyler Rose says the September 5th slide was bigger than the one in August.
Obviously thankful, you know, nobody's injured. You know, we're assessing the area, the damage.
Rose says the damage this time was a bit more extensive. A railing was damaged along with a water main. After the August slide, White Pass had a geotechnical engineer assess the site. Rose told KHNS at the time that the dock was deemed safe to continue accepting ships the next day. Rose declined to provide more information about the August engineer report or what the assessment entails. This time around, the city of Skagway will be conducting its own evaluation.
Well, it's something we need to look at in more detail.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn says he decided late last week to hire a geotechnical engineer to assess the area for the city. Initially, he was going to wait for direction from the assembly, but Hahn says he decided to go ahead and contract with PND engineers instead of waiting for the next assembly meeting. This second slide just happened to take place the same day the engineer was due to arrive in town.
We need to assess the risk to the dock and the public on the whole hillside. So, I'm just going to wait and see what our engineers come up with and go with our best estimates.
Even though White Pass owns the railroad dock, Hahn says the cliff where the slides keep occurring is city land.
So why has it been White Pass that's been dealing with the landslides there?
I don't know how it was established that they do that. I don't know if it's their liability or our liability, but I'm looking at that issue as well.
The assembly is set to talk about the rock slides at its next meeting. This most recent slide happened at an inconvenient time for Skagway's tourism industry. The town had no dock space available after the railroad dock was closed, so two ships were diverted to other ports. The Celebrity Solstice sailed to Icy Strait, and the Star Princess went to Haines.
Our tours started like now, so they canceled them.
Jerry Seals is from North Carolina. He was on the Star Princess, which made the unexpected port call in Haines.
We had an excursion in Skagway, gold mining, dog sled. That's all been canceled.
Seals was one of dozens lined up to try to make it to Skagway on a fast ferry shuttle.
So whoever has reservations can just come up front.
But the economic toll of the ship diversion isn't the main thing worrying some Skagway residents. Many spoke out on Facebook Tuesday. They called on White Pass and the city to take action before a slide harms more than the cruise ship calendar. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.